the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
Hello? Hello? That's what we are debating here.
Hello? Anyone out there?
Hello, little guy.
Hello. You know me. Cool. I mean, yeah, you do.
All right, sweethearts, what are you waiting for?
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, April 24th. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. I feel like these getting up and doing 4 a.m. classes just kind of, it's the caffeination you need.
Good for you.
Going without fun. Caffeination. Yeah, so.
Does it make your nap better, 2 p.m.?
Oh, yeah. Man. And I'm going to have to squeeze a nap in early today because we've got a ticket stop today where we're giving away Cody Johnson tickets from 4:30 to 5:30.
Nice. Ooh, where's that?
Super Saver. Let me find my calendar and I can tell you exactly.
Okay,
I think it's a Southside Super Saver. But yeah, we'll be over there.
I grounded my daughter for the first time yesterday. My 1 year old.
Baby?
Yes. Because she made me miss Charlotte Flair. Like, I'm so mad about this. I like, oh, you are grounded, sick baby.
I did feel bad
You're
about that
because
you had been trying to make that happen for a while. And it was like, no, she's not coming in studio. We're not getting the wrestlers. They're not coming in.
They're not coming in our station. Yeah, exactly.
And then yesterday morning were the simultaneous texts from you saying you were staying home with your sick baby and JP saying, hey, guys, Charlotte Flair's going to be in the studio.
I'm so mad. I love it, though, because I got to see the photos and I didn't get to hear the segment. So I have to go back and listen, you know, on the podcast,
yep.
Which is up. But just Charlotte Flair as a wrestler and like what she's done, she follows in her father's footsteps and does all the cool stuff that he did. But the coolest thing she does that he did is almost every woman in WWE who's making a lot of money, by the way, they all owe it to her because her dad used to help baby faces, the good guys in wrestling, get over because he was such a villain, but a loved villain. Everybody,
right.
She's the exact same thing. Like Becky Lynch, her nickname's The Man. And the reason why her nickname's The Man is because she beat Charlotte Flair. Why does that make sense? It's the best trash talk ever. Her dad, Ric Flair, used to say in order to beat the man or be the man,
you gotta beat
the man. And she beat her kid for the championship.
Oh.
So she goes by The Man. And like, it's awesome. She's so awesome. And it just, I was so jealous that you guys got to talk to her. And she's one of the wrestlers, we were talking about this before, where she keeps the persona going all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she is the Rolex wearing, styling and profiling, wheelinist, dealinist, you know, limo riding wrestler.
You're
on
right.
This side of the Mason Dixon. Woo! You know, like she's, that's who she is.
That's her
and
character.
It's her dad, and it's so cool. Yeah. Like, that's so neat.
Looked
man.
Like a pretty good crowd last night for WWE.
It was. It was really good. I took my son, so which was awesome. It was his first experience with wrestling. And Charlotte Flair fought a wrestler named Bailey, who Carter instantly was like, that's my favorite wrestler because his little
sister's
name
is Bailey.
And Charlotte beat Bailey. And Carter was so furious, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, Dad, why are the bad guys winning? And he was in. It was cool. It was so fun. It was neat watching my son go through some of the emotions, you know, that those of us who watched wrestling back in the day.
The stories and the fun. And
it's cool because wrestling's kind of gone back to the 80s where they have the over-the-top. Like Coco Beware used to walk around with a bird on his shoulder talking to people. Or yeah, the JYD, the Junkyard Dog, and he had his chain and, you know, he played up the persona. And they've got these over-the-top characters now.
Yeah.
Rather than when, like, in the early 2000s, they called it the Attitude Era. And that was when you used to get, like, all the cussing and all that stuff. And there were some great wrestlers. Stone Cold, The Rock came out of that. But now it's more of a family thing that they do, which is really cool.
Huh.
So it's a lot of fun, and I'm sure they'll be back because they love Lincoln.
And it was PGA. Good, man. It was neat. It was neat. The crowd was really cool, and seeing all the amount of, like, it was such a father-son, father-daughter, holding your kids on your shoulders. Like, you looked around, and it was just everywhere was little
kids
up on shoulders watching the fights and, like, freaking out. It was
that's
neat,
good.
Man. It was so neat. So,
we almost
so neat.
Made it. Tristan's baseball game in Beatrice went later than we wanted to, but they won 18-7.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was
that's
worthwhile.
Awesome.
Real quick, this is super neat. And you guys talked to Charlotte about being the first headliner for WrestleMania.
Right.
What did
she
say about that? Did she say that was just cool or did she kind of play it off or?
She kind of just played. I mean, she kind of played it off a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure she gets asked about it, you know, a lot.
What she said was you get into a rhythm and every day you're at work. And then it was the next day afterwards.
Yeah.
And she's like, damn,
that was big.
What did I just do?
So it's cool.
That.
Cause, in wrestling and in women's MMA. So in mixed martial arts, like the UFC, the women are pushing this whole thing. Like, oh, they're the superstars.
They have become the masters of the ring. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's neat because in sports right now, you have WNBA players wanting, you know, equal pay to the mm-hmm. men. You've got all these different things.
Soccer players, everything.
Not feasible because they don't make enough money with the league to do it. But in wrestling and MMA, they are. Because they make that money for the company, and they're getting paid top dollar to be here. It's such a neat thing, man. Like, it's, I don't know. It's really cool. I'm really excited
good
about
deal.
It.
Yeah.
Really pushing women's sports to the forefront, too.
Which is
in
fun.
Those two things. Yeah,
good so. Things. We really were lucky cool. to have Charlotte Flair in with WWE. I'm sure they'll be back.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Free money and Brothers Osborne tickets today. Is the day to get you ready for that big party on Friday with them and Bourbon Theater and Kix. Powered by Bud Light. That's in minutes.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
I think it was last week we had this story about a mom, a son, and a dog going into Walmart.
Oh, yeah, that story had everything.
The dog was running loose and was trying to steal stuff.
The dog stole cornbread.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
The son was naked in the story. He was trying to get put on different clothes.
Right. Like, the mom and the son were legit criminals, but they had their dog with them who went and stole a box of cornbread mix while everybody else was...
Mom was a distraction. She went over to the foyer and started doing karate moves.
That's right. Karate moves. So, that story did have everything.
So somebody has perfected that because they all got arrested. Well, the dog didn't get arrested. He just probably went, like, no, dog jail? Is there a thing as dog jail, maybe? but somebody has perfected it by using dance moves... And they're on the loose.
You can't touch this.
Go on.
In Rotterdam, New York, they're looking for two guys who pulled off a robbery at a Walmart earlier this month. One of the guys bought three laptops and paid cash, but then asked for the cash back to count it because he said he gave the cashier too much. Well, the cashier gave him the money. Yeah, yeah, you can do the switch. And that's when his friend sprang to action and started dancing like a fool.
It's a distraction.
A distraction.
So he's doing the MC Hammer dance moves.
Really?
Yeah. He's just like you know, shimming his body back and forth all the way around. It got the cashier's attention and let the guy pocket about $2,000 out of the register.
They can have it.
Oh, wow.
They get it.
You think
they can have
it?
Do you think he was being paid for his performance abilities?
I just think that if you're going to incorporate the MC Hammer dance into your robbery, then you can have it.
Right.
Like, that's good. That's fine.
I mean, that's fine. If you were going to incorporate MC Hammer, what they should have done was use the MC Hammer pants, and then you could still have the stuff
the
in the
Hammer
store.
Pants
yeah, that's true.
Fantastic.
Like, could you imagine if he would have just stood there and it was like in Austin Powers where he's doing the Macarena and he's like, what am I doing? What am I doing? And he's just stealing all the stuff while they're watching him going, is that the Macarena that he's doing? You can have it.
Well, the cashier was too distracted to count the money again when the guy handed it back.
Understandably.
Sure.
Because of all the amazing dancing that's going on.
In his head, all he can hear is, oh. Stop. Hammer time.
So the cops released the surveillance footage of the scam because they're hoping the public can identify the guys, but they are on the loose. They actually perfected what failed for that other group.
You put this in as stupid is as stupid does, and
no.
I disagree.
Yeah, this is
brilliant is as brilliant does.
This was one of the more solid crime plans I've heard since we've been doing this. Yeah.
This is how you're going
to
rob.
Next one, they need to go in and they got to get one of the karaoke machines out and start doing Ice Ice Baby. Hey. Up in the front while he steals
just
them blind.
Crushing it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. Give them that
somebody
stuff.
Could do Rapper's Delight.
Yes, they own it. They deserve what they
got. Hop it to the hip,
give
hip, hop it, yeah. Don't stop, but rocking to the bang.
They've earned it if they do that.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We don't condone being a criminal.
No.
Unless you do MC Hammer dances. then do it.
Then you got it.
Do it.
On the way, the Nitty Gritty from Music City.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
So this is relatable for anybody who's gotten married. Okay. It takes forever to get your wedding photos back. Even, apparently, if you're a celebrity.
Okay.
Kane Brown and his wife, Caitlin J, got married in October.
Oh,
so
wow. That was a long time ago.
6 months ago.
Oh, my God.
And they just got to see the photos. Kane shared a photo of himself and Caitlin kissing during what appears to be the reception. She then shared a couple photos of herself, including one that shows off her gown and one of her gorgeous bridesmaids. Kane captioned his, "Finally got our wedding photos 6 months later,"
nice.
With a bunch of cry laughing emojis.
Oh, man.
They are clearly, however, on to bigger and better things now. They recently revealed that they are expecting their first child, and they have not yet shared a due date. But if you get your first baby before the photos come back, that seems...
I bet that if this isn't a famous photographer, that person's not going to have a job. I mean, at least not in that their circles anymore.
Oh,
because 6 months? That's
a long
time. I bet
this is a very trendy, in-demand photographer, and that's probably why. Yeah.
Stop trying to fire people.
What you saying, man? 6 months? It's Kane Brown. Get the pictures back.
Well, Lee Bryce's song Rumor is turning into a hit. It's number 12 at the moment and rising. What's interesting is that the song only happened because Lee was having serious issues with his voice. Quote, before my vocal surgery, I was struggling really badly to sing, so I started writing more soulful songs. It kind of led to this raspy voice, these soulful songs, and Rumor was one of the first ones. I found myself doing a Motown groovy bluesy thing because of the fact that my voice was injured. Well, he has since had surgery. His voice is better. And in fact, it's too fine. He can't quite sing that song anymore because he doesn't have the rasp. Quote, but I can fake it pretty good now.
That's funny.
He's going to re-injure his voice, faking his injury sound.
That's so funny.
And finally, Willie Nelson's Willie's Remedy health and wellness brand is adding new products.
All right.
You can now buy a new double-strength hemp-infused coffee.
Okay.
As well as Willie's Remedy hemp oil tincture.
We need to get that coffee here.
Yeah, no, I don't know that it's
on
legal.
On our show.
Is it? I don't think it's legal in Nebraska.
Is hemp? It? Well,
it's
I mean,
all
we'll keep
CBD.
It to ourselves. Right. We don't have to tell them. Just our show's going to get a little wacky, you know.
I think you'd have to drive and get it. I don't think you can even order it to the state. Can you order?
Producer Liz, we need you to get on that.
She's on.
That's why you're on the show now.
Chase our stuff.
We need some weed coffee. She's on it.
The line debuted in February with just one type of hemp-infused coffee, but now they have the double shot.
Right.
Willie's wife, Annie, runs the brand and says there are no added chemicals, preservatives, or binding agents. It's pure plant-enriched coffee. There's also that new Willie's Remedy hemp oil that can be used on its own or as an additive to food and drink.
You'll know we've officially got that hemp coffee in here if all of a sudden our show is brought to you by Cheetos. And then it's just constantly crunching of Cheetos on the show. I'm in on that.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
We like to bring the good, so if you've got some good things to share with us, direct messages, Facebook, and Twitter will add it to what we have for you today with good things coming up in under 10 minutes.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kicks 96.9.
We do a thing called Good Things, where we celebrate people doing good. And if you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll add it to ours. What do you got today, Lauren?
My good thing is something that a church down in Kansas did ahead of their Easter services. So it's called Pathway Church, and it's a big church. And they usually spend a bunch of money promoting their Easter services because they're a big deal and a lot of people come.
Right.
Usually they spend about $10,000. Instead of spending that on advertising this year, they decided to buy medical debt. So that's how debt collection companies work, is buy people's debt for pennies on the dollar and then collect at the full value. Well, they did not. What they did, they bought up $2.2 million worth of medical debt and then sent letters to 1,600 different families telling them their medical debt was gone. And it says, they each just got a letter in the mail that said, we're Pathway Church. We may never meet you, but as an act of kindness, your debt has been forgiven.
Wow.
1,600 families. That's
just
pretty amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, no kidding.
So good job.
Good thing on them. My good thing is probably the most amazing rendition of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. If you don't know the song, you can Google it, but you're going to hear part of it in a different version. Jimmy Fallon is brilliant at getting artists to sing along with him and do random things. And so they did a Marvel Avengers Endgame recap. And it's all the different characters, the storylines that are going along in all 22 movies in one song.
Vision, Mantis, Nebula, Ultron, and Sokovia, Civil War, and
they rewrote
him
the whole storyline.
Janet, and the Wasp, Black Panther, in Wakanda, Shuriko, Create, Killmonger, Captain Marvel, Goose the Cat, and flying higher, further, faster, Thanos, and Infinity War.
got all, and the video is amazing. So if you get a chance to, it's on our Facebook page at KX969. It has all the different characters. As you're hearing the names and the song going along, it kind of sets everything up and how everybody worked through all of the 22 movies and introduced to all of the characters. So if you haven't seen those movies, you can kind of get a big old synopsis of it. And then at the end, big finish, because it's always what happens with Marvel movies. You have to stay till the end of the movie, after the credits, because there's always something big. And so there's a big tribute to Stan Lee at the end, which is really, really cool. So if you take some time, it's about 3 minutes.
Well, you go ahead and take care of whatever it is we're talking about next. I'm going to go ahead and watch the video.
Okay, got it.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lorne and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Totally worth your time to see it on our Facebook page, KX969. Coming up in just a few minutes, join the conversation about how bad jobs can be. We'll get into that coming up.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Hey, everybody, it's Weenie in the Butt here live at the Quahog Air Show. We're all ready for the Weenie Sound-A-Like Contest.
I don't know, but I don't think they can say my catchphrase because they no funny.
Oh, there it is. And if you think you can say that just like Weenie here, you could win $97.1 for the cool weekend ahead.
We have a butt.
Cool weekends in the morning.
That's our job.
Why don't we do that on the radio for like a show sometime? Like, hey, Lauren Silverman over there, how's it going?
I mean, I think we can keep this going for like 3.5 hours.
We can have JP do it right now. Weep, weep.
I'm focused on the show.
So many sound effects.
JP, you do that on your commercials sometimes. There's some commercials where like you're totally radio voice guy like that. Like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Well, sometimes I have to be kind of an announcer guy.
We love, over on ESPN, we love coming back in and replaying portions of your commercials on my sports show.
Thanks.
Where you're like, oh. Healthy men, you know, like he's like, what is he talking about?
Well, that maybe is
my
why
colon.
We're number 7.
Ah.
And sort of number 8 too.
We're most definitely number 8 and kind of number 7 a little bit.
Well, we're
connected.
Explain yourselves.
A new ranking came out of the worst jobs in America.
We're the worst job in America.
Okay, so number 7 is disc jockey. Number 8 is broadcaster.
Ooh, yeah. We're like definitely both.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. Yeah. Nailed it. That's what I'm talking about.
So there's a lot of reasons they say that is true, but come on. It's not that bad.
What is the list? How'd they come up with this list? How did they make this list?
So it has to do with wages.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Projected job growth. Some of these have to do with dates.
Man, this is hitting way too close to home right now, you guys.
some of these have to do with physical danger, not ours.
No, for the most part.
We're sandwiched by active military personnel and firefighters.
Okay, let's be real.
I don't ever have to get up from this chair if I don't want
to. Let's be honest. They must have just pulled, and like our industry just likes to complain a ton. And I think that's why. Yeah, that's how this thing happened.
So here's the top 10 of what they say are the worst jobs in America.
All right.
Number 1 is taxi driver.
Hold on, could you do this in radio guy voice?
Number 1 is taxi driver.
Number 1 with a bullet. Choo-choo!
Followed closely by logger. It's also
like
super dangerous.
The tree, no, the trees.
Darn it. Yeah. I was going to say, loggers are wonderful.
It's the second most dangerous job in America.
The number 2.
Number 3 is newspaper reporter, so at least we're not as bad as them.
Yeah, take that, Journal Star.
Number 4, retail salesperson.
Ooh.
Number 5, enlisted military personnel.
Dangerous.
Number 6, corrections officer.
Dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons that's not a great job.
Then us twice.
Number 7, disc jockey. Number 8, broadcaster. Number 9, advertising salesperson. And number 10, painter.
Just a bit outside. Yeah, I'm with you. Golly. Painter was on that list.
Yes.
I knew this guy who he painted and laid floors, and he worked with me at the railroad also. And like, I don't think he had blue eyes in his early 20s, but from the fumes and everything that he was sniffing, and he kind of had, he was a little kooky madookie. Like, you know, I've never met a guy who paints for a living or lays carpet for a living that wasn't a little kooky madookie from the fumes.
How it is.
That is another one that it says wages versus how dangerous it is do not match up.
I'm surprised Railroader is not on there. Am I right? I am right.
I should be in like the top 25.
My friends that are Railroaders right now will be like, dude, all we do is complain about this job. It needs to be way higher on this list. And then they'll have like 20 reasons why it needs to be higher on that list.
That is exactly what we want to hear. Exactly. We want to know why your job should be way higher on the list.
And that's what they call a transition.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So why should your job be higher on the worst jobs in America list?
You can be anonymous if you would like.
Yeah, if you need to be anonymous, you can call us 466-9696 or direct message us on Facebook and Twitter.
And we will not say your name.
And if you do it in radio voice, I might hook you up with some movie tickets as long as I can.
Tickets for you to win.
I got tickets at the... Okay.
So we got Real Raceway,
you need to win
movie
something.
Passes. We got you hooked up.
Extra
for
bonus points.
Your worst job and why it should be higher on this list. You can see the list on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969, but 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Your call's next. I got my hands up.
Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9. Kix 96.9, Cash in Concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, for this one, we just got done with Listen, and now we're on to 12.
T-W-E-L-V-E. Oh, we're going with radio stuff again, like our ads.
I believe that's what we're doing, Lauren.
Are the next ones in a row?
Ooh.
Very possibly. Be ready
for
it.
The next word is in. After that, A.
Is it really in?
And 12. No, it's not.
Oh, okay. It's just the bigger
row.
Words?
It's row.
Oh, okay.
So the main rows.
So 12, T-W-E-L-V-E is for this hour.
And for $1,000 and Brothers Osborne tickets powered by Bud Light.
Take this job and shove it.
Adding your job to the top of the worst jobs list.
Yes.
That was put out recently.
Apparently, disc jockeys number 7 and broadcasters number 8. So we're there twice, kind of. But we think there are a lot of things that are way worse. Like this, Kyle on Facebook says, I worked in an animal rendering plant. Blood, feces, guts, everything else. Some days weren't bad, but there were others where I was chest high in water full of everything.
Oh, wow.
My hat is off to you, Kyle.
Oh, no. Did you guys see Madison Jones message the show? I'm a middle school teacher. We're in a dangerous position as teachers because of one thing, puberty. That's so great.
Fair point.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Why your job should be higher on the worst jobs list. And again, if you want to stay anonymous, you can do that too. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
This day when I hear that song, I see you.
Eric Church, why your job should be on the top of the worst jobs list, or at least higher up.
We got an anonymous one. Any governmental answer line. Everything is your fault, plus random threats, just for fun.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Good morning.
Well, I'm going to do it in my radio voice. Okay. Is that okay?
Go for it. Please.
Well, my buddy is actually one who cleans porta potties all day long.
That's not a job I don't
know. Like if Cartman had a radio show.
I love this
guy. It was pretty solid, Steven. That was pretty good.
Awesome. No, you are right. Any job that has to do with actually dealing with human feces should go way up to the top of the list.
I appreciate you, brother.
That's a true fact.
Many, many people are arguing that customer service should go way higher.
Right?
Eric says anything in the customer service field because people suck. Christina says call center customer service. No one calls customer service because they're happy.
Right.
Plus, you work every holiday.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Why your job should be higher on the worst jobs list. That after Thomas Reddit's kicks.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Hey, everybody, it's Weenie in the Butt here live at the Quahog Air Show. We're all ready for the Weenie Sound-alike Contest.
I don't know, but I don't think they can say my catchphrase because they no funny.
Oh, there it is. And if you think you can say that just like Weenie here.
The worst job. Allegedly.
When I first joined this show, our boss, who I love to death, like, I was going to be the guy holding the horn going, hur, 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 like, all the, that was his idea for me on this show. And I was like, ha, 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 maybe not. Let's try to figure something else out.
And so we want to know from you.
Take this job and shove it.
The job that should be higher on the list of worst jobs that are out there.
Patty on Twitter says, I work for local college cleaning. All I can say is poop in a box in one of the dorm restrooms.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Somebody pooped in a box next to the toilet.
Oh,
I had to clean it up.
You.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Of all the things to clean.
What's in that box?
Dorms might be the worst possible cleaning job. Because all of a sudden, it's people who have never picked up their own stuff.
And then all of a sudden, you get that moment where you're going to grab it.
What's in the box?
You got that going on.
We got an anonymous one. The worst job would be a tire technician on farm tires. The pay sucks, and you risk your life sometimes. I almost had my head blown off when a pivot tire blew up and it hit me.
That's what Larry's got going on. Good morning.
I work as a tire technician on semi tires.
Oh, okay. So why is that? Knowing nothing about that, why should that be higher on the list?
Well, because on a daily basis, we have to worry about whether or not if a tire is going to blow up and shoot us about 30 feet back.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Yeah.
That feels like a real concern. That might cause anxiety.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I got another direct message. ATM technician. It is always my fault somehow that the ATM is broken, even though I wasn't there.
Right.
So people get mad at me when I'm working on one because they can't currently use it. I cannot win.
Hi, Kix. Worst job?
I'm a roadside truck technician. I work on the interstate all day.
Oh, that feels dangerous.
So, we play in traffic, basically.
All day long.
Mm-hmm. He said he left it and had to come back because he missed the rush.
when I worked for the Geek Squad, and that job was not fun because someone brings in their computer, it's not working. Then when they bring it back 2 weeks later and it's covered in viruses again, they're like, you just didn't do your job right. And I'm like, or maybe you should stop looking up all those adult videos. Yeah. All right? Stay off RedTube and maybe you'll have a shot here at not getting viruses on your computer.
As a professional, my official prescription for you, less porn.
Yes.
On Twitter, Tatertron says, human feces, huh? How about working with toddlers that are poop training?
Oh, yeah.
They're in underwear, but aren't quite sure how to poop in the toilet yet, and they poop in their pants instead.
Man.
Brianna says, so none of these are my jobs, but I think you should add cleaning pig pens, artificial insemination, semen collection, bathing pigs, delivering baby pigs. Those are what Brianna believes.
Wow. Okay. That's definitely
that's true. If I was delivering baby pigs, first, that's probably gross. Secondly, I'd want to take them home all the time. They're adorable.
I've seen Charlotte's Web.
You can share yours on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Have a chance to go to Eagle Raceway. The movie's on us.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on KX96.9.
Solving the problems you have with your significant other. We'll try to do that for Camille with Couple Therapy coming up.
Live, local, and laughing. Now it's J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick on KX96.9. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
That's it. I've had it.
Just 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on KIX 96.9.
Doing our part to help out with some therapy for couples all over Lincoln and Nebraska, pretty much. We'll
That's
be glad
right.
to help you out.
Thank
if you,
you
know
for defining
assistance.
Couples therapy as therapy for couples.
That's good, man. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
if you ever don't have this job, you should write a dictionary.
What?
Yeah. Yes. Like
anyway.
I'll let you guys talk.
No. Yeah. Let's do it.
No, no. I just think you'd be good at writing dictionaries.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
In the dictionary under redundant, it says see redundant.
Yeah.
Like that. All right. Well, we want to help out you. So if you've got a problem, just direct message us with the title Couples Therapy. And we'll do that on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we are talking today with Camille to start. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning. I'm certainly hoping that you can help me out.
Okay.
Well, so are we. Lay out the situation. What can we do for you today?
Okay. Well, in a nutshell, my husband's got a crazy obsession. And it's just WWE wrestling.
This is timely.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nothing new. I mean, it's always been this way basically since the day we met, but
right.
just kind of getting on my nerves more now. Like last night, for instance, I told him I just wanted him, you know, stay home with me, watch a movie, but he didn't. He just went to the event by himself at PBA.
But it's not like you have a big event like that in your hometown all the time.
No,
okay, so define obsessed. Like,
him, though, too. Like, he doesn't have any buddies that enjoy it like he does, but that does not stop him from, like, watching every single event on TV, and he will always go to, like, live events whenever they're in town or close by, and, you know, not only that, like, I have another gripe, too, I have to say. Like, his entire wardrobe consists of wrestling shirts.
I mean,
like,
that's pretty sweet.
If you guys were to go in and, you know, open up his closet, it would be all that you would see, for real.
So he wears, like, the pink Macho Man shirt with the glasses on it? Has he got that one?
Oh, my God, everything. I want to dress him up a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Like, I used to think it was so cute, but, like, we've been together a long time, that's the thing. Like, you know, and I just think I'm starting to grow out of it, and he hasn't. And I think at 38, I would think that's the time that you need to grow up, you know? And not
I don't know.
Anymore.
Lots of people have silly hobbies.
You know.
Is it just fine? I mean, if it... I don't know. Is it really interfering with his life, or is it just silly fun?
It's, like I said, I have my own hobbies, but I want to spend time with him. I don't, you know, try to push my hobbies on him. I'm not making him sit around watching me do stuff like, you know, I don't know, be on Pinterest. It's just like we need to find some common ground. That's what I think at this point.
Do you think that because he's so into WWE and has no friends that are into it, he just has no friends because he's into that kind of thing? Like, you think that maybe he gets away from WWE and does something else, he might actually have friends?
You know, you could have a point there. I hadn't even gone that far.
All right, JP. I'm just bringing them together and not driving away.
I was just... They stopped attending with him, just like myself.
You're not supposed to give her new ammunition.
Sorry. So is his... You mentioned, like, his entire wardrobe and that's all he wears. So just based all off of that comment, like, is he... Is it, like, obsessive? Is that how you would put it?
Can't even think of a better word than obsessive, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm that way with
Scott
the
in here.
Yes, let's talk to him. Let's get his perspective on
Scott,
what's happening.
Scott, good morning.
Here. Hey, good morning.
Well, defend yourself, sir. What is your take on what your wife has to say?
I'll be honest. I've been listening, and I really everything she says is true. So I really don't have much to defend there. I really don't see the issue. You know, we've talked about it before, and. You know, she's got her hobby she likes to do, and this is just me. I mean, to me, it's nothing more than, you know, all the guys I know that I work with, they grew up playing football and peewee, and they went off to high school, and then they went off to college, and some of them had a shot, some of them didn't, but they still sit there every Sunday during football season just watching games. That's all I do. I just watch what I like. I don't see the issue with it. You know, you want to yell
every
at guys
Sunday, though. It's not just, you know. Yeah, once a week. This is an everyday thing.
Like 3 days.
Okay, so yeah, that's my question.
Plus, all the pay-per-views are expensive.
Right. I know zero about wrestling. How often is it on?
3 days a week,
like 3 days
and then
a week.
They have special
like
events
round?
That are pay-per-view.
Yeah, and pay-per-views.
Yeah, or you're online looking stuff up. Yeah,
that's a lot. It is a lot of stuff.
That is a lot.
Okay, so real quick, I have a question for you because I would say I'm pretty obsessed with sports, specifically the Chiefs and Huskers.
What?
Right? Mm-hmm. Shock face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But my wife views that as something, cause she said something I thought was key in here. My wife views that as like a normal adult thing for, you know, a guy to be obsessed with. She said he's 38 and needs to quit being obsessed with wrestling. It sounds like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you feel like maybe that's like a kid's thing. Is that right?
Is that right, Camille?
That's absolutely right. I mean, that's who usually goes and, you know, who I see talking about
no,
it. And
no,
I don't know.
No, I would
just thought at this
I was
point, like I said, it was cute in the beginning. I thought, like, by now.
Okay. Hold on. Scott, go ahead.
You guys have been married a while. I like it.
I want to say something. You know, you guys are making it come off like I have this weird childish addiction. Last night I was there, and it was thousands of people I would consider friends. You know, thousands of people I consider friends. And, you know, parents bring their kids out to this stuff, all right? There's plenty of adults there and everything else. And you talk about role models, okay? WWE has launched some of the biggest role models out there. I mean,
John Cena is a good role
guys.
Model.
They're always getting in trouble and everything.
Football guys
and
Rock's
on.
A good
then you
role
look
model.
At someone like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Mm. Look at that man, what he's done with his life, you know? He started
I actually forgot
kid,
to mention.
And then
yeah,
he went
he
on
every
and
movie
became
the Rock
a football player,
been.
Lost his position in Miami.
Every single one.
Okay, hold on. We're good. Hold on. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure he's a great guy, but, like,
Camille, so you said something about he owns.
I haven't found one yet.
Camille, you said he owns every movie The Rock has put out?
Yes. Okay. Every movie, we watch them at least once a week.
In my heart, I'm really hoping I saw you last night, because there was this dude dressed up like Hulk Hogan running around, and I saw him. Yeah, okay.
I saw him.
All right, in my heart, that was you.
That was him.
Like, I wanted it to be you so bad.
You wanted that to be Scott.
All right, he was Hollywood Hogan.
All right, well, I think we need to put this to the people.
Yeah, let's do that right now.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Pick a side, and you can do it on Facebook or Twitter. The polls are up for you to join in and let us know. And call 466-9696. Whose side are you on? Are you Team Camille or Team Scott? With Couples Therapy, brought to you by Certified Transmission.
In the morning.
Makes me laugh.
It's never boring.
A little bit of music and a lot of funny talking.
It's J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick. Kix 96.9.
We've taken it to the people. Are you Team Camille? And that Scott needs to grow up, and it's just kids and college kids and 38. He's a 38-year-old adult man. He should not be into wrestling. Or are you Team Scott?
I don't think that's the argument that's going to get her anywhere.
Wrestlers are like new, like the better version of like good role models.
I think if he dropped the wardrobe, he's got a shot at not getting...
There's something to be said for time, too. I mean, anything, if you're gone four nights a week, that's not healthy for any relationship, right?
It's tough, though, because that, like for instance, at SmackDown last night, and I'm sure he can vouch for this, but they, at the start of it, they show you what happened over the previous few weeks, so you can, if you miss something, get... Because it's a drama, and every episode builds on each one, so if you miss one, you're kind of hosed.
Okay. Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side.
Okay.
Because, well, I was actually there at SmackDown last night with my son. So I'm not obsessed with him like I used to be, because I was a huge John Cena fan. And it's the fourth time I've seen him live. So what I think about something like this is that everyone is addicted to something. And we just choose what we're addicted to. So he could be in the bars every night. He could be at strip clubs.
Point.
Yeah. So I mean, it's really harmless fun. You get caught up in the drama of it, of the whole wrestling thing.
And you could just go and have a little bit of fun.
You were so much fun last night.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter with Couples Therapy. What's out of you on Team Camille? And he needs to find more of a grown up hobby, or Team Scott, and stick with WWE. Get your thoughts coming up, and you can take the poll on Facebook and Twitter, KX969.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's Couples Therapy, helping Camille and Scott out today with Scott's obsession, maybe an addiction, to the WWE. And what you think they should do. What side are you on Facebook or Twitter? KX969.
Facebook is very solidly on Scott's side.
Okay.
83% Team Scott on Facebook. Kyle says, don't let her Batista bomb your favorite things. And Abby says she married him knowing this. And then on Twitter, it is 68% Team Scott.
And what's it? Fresh42 says, Team Husband, I've been watching wrestling since I was 10, now 34. If it wasn't for me staying within the wrestling community, I wouldn't be able to have the bonding time with my 7-year-old son and my 2-year-old son.
Oh, I am looking forward to that now. Carter's obsessed. So I'm excited to add wrestling to the list of things we watch.
I do take exception to, without wrestling, you would not be able to bond with your son. Whoa, I feel like you'd find something.
Hold on.
But it's a number one thing.
I'm 100% on Team Scott. However, there are other ways.
What if this child is evil? And it's the only way that you can get this kid to break out of his evil shell.
Maybe,
he just sits in his room, like, conjuring spells of evil.
Oh, wow.
And now he's like, oh, I'm into wrestling, and John Cena's a nice guy. Maybe I'm not going to be evil anymore.
I kick what side
of
you
to go
on.
Wrestling.
I am 100% on his side.
Why?
Me, I am 38 years old. My husband is 42. Guess where we were last night?
WWE.
We were at WWE.
That's
my birthday happened to be on WrestleMania this year. I had a huge party that was 100% WrestleMania
theme. That's outstanding.
Awesome.
Okay. And see, I think that's her voice even like, oh, brother, I was 100% into the wrestling.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
She's into it.
Oh, yeah,
love
brother.
It's our
thing that we do.
She is into it.
Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I think that he could DVR it, though, and spend some time with her when he wants, but she shouldn't have expected him to give up this night that once in... They don't come here all the time.
Right.
But if he was like Nick, He's going to be in front of the TV watching basketball, baseball, soccer, NASCAR.
That's right.
You know, so, but he could DVR it.
That's a good point.
Oh, hold on. What, like, comparing him to me and saying I'm terrible?
No, DVRing it. DVRing it and saving it for 1 or 2 days a week.
Right.
Rather than like binging it 1 or 2 days a week rather than watching it.
That's a good point.
Every night.
When we started this conversation, I did not anticipate someone calling in going, God, it could be like Nick.
Well, he's always been worse.
It's
on all the time, but so is basketball and baseball.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm giving you a hard time. I know what you meant. You made a great point. I love you.
Okay, you know I love you, girl.
That's so much fun.
Well, you could be married to Husker Nick. Ah! Did you hear the way she said it at the beginning, too? Man, at first I thought that was my wife.
It's always good to remember the people who have it worse than you.
All right, so it's firm Team Scott right now that this is just a fun thing. It's not too bad.
Camille, but maybe there's some compromise in rather than watching it 4 or 5 nights a week, you could DVR some of it and save it for like 2 or 3 nights a week.
Is that an idea that would work for you, Scott, maybe?
Well, I love my wife. I love spending time with her, and she's come out to a couple of matches with me before. She's been nothing but supportive. But Dave, I could have told you it was going to go this way before you called. I mean, the wrestling community is a family. It's a bond, and we back each other.
That's right.
You know, I know you hate me saying this, but I can't pass up saving this on live radio. Like, now can you smell what the Scott is cooking? That was great.
That's not going to get you very many brownie points at home, Scott. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yes.
Camille, your thoughts?
Hang on real quick. Oh, I voted earlier for her.
Yeah.
I am now Team Scott.
Oh, okay.
He won me over. Yeah. He won me over right there. I'm officially
There's
on
so
his
much team.
Team
Scott. Like, I want to know where all, like, the Team Camille people are hiding.
Well,
like,
I did have
are they
one.
All on Instagram?
We did get a tweet
are
saying.
Are they on Instagram?
Yeah, right. We did get a tweet from Trista that says,
there
I do
have
think,
to be people that agree with me, though. Like,
Trista says, I do think Camille has a point if it's
with,
all
you know,
year.
Him watching it 2 times a week, but
right.
I think we're a long way from there. Like, it's going to take a lot of work to cut down that much.
Okay.
Like, even 5 times a week, that would be a good starting point, okay. I think. Huge improvement.
It does seem like there needs to be some compromise, and that she would also just like to spend time with her husband. That's fair. Because something he has to do every night.
We need to take a trip. We need to do something fun for us.
I think WrestleMania next year. It's always in a good location.
And it's like a week long thing, and there's all kinds of activities you can do and nice hotels.
More ideas.
But I'm giving you an option as well to go in and you can go shopping and check out all kinds of different sites and see all kinds of different things. Like Philadelphia, like last year or the year before had a WrestleMania up there, and Philadelphia's a beautiful city, so she can go sightseeing by herself. No, I mean during the day. No,
there you go.
During the day, they can go sightseeing together, and then he could go to the wrestling at night.
Sure,
I'm giving options. Yeah. All right, well, Camille, thank you for reaching
out.
Don't quit on love, JP. Yeah,
don't give up.
Sorry, it didn't go the route you wanted to, Camille, but at least you kind of have an idea of what's going down.
So, are you on her team?
No, I'm Team Scott because I think
it's Well, I guess I'm glad I just could get on here and vent.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's hook him up with some. Hey, you like our station? You like country music? Why don't you come hang out with us on Friday,
Brothers Osborne?
We got
concert.
Brothers Osborne outside in Lincoln. Why don't you guys come with us?
Are you serious?
There's no wrestling event on Friday.
No, not
on there's Fridays. Nothing on. I don't believe.
No,
so you should come in. You guys come hang out with us. And this will buy you another week.
Is that okay, Camille? Would you like to come party with us?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and of course.
All right.
Definitely. Sounds like Scott's down for it, too. You good, Scott?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Scott, when I see you, we need to exchange a conversation about the great SmackDown we saw last night, okay?
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you both very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
If you need our help, we can let you know.
My wife just texted me, and she said that caller had a great point. I do kind of wish you weren't so obsessed with sports.
Couples Therapy brought to you by Concordia University Online Learning.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Boy, we wish we were as good as James. My goodness, this guy now. Per episode is making the same amount of money as Alex Trebek.
It's at what, 14 days and over $1 million?
Mm-hmm. 14th game.
13 days. Oh, my gosh.
He won his 14th game yesterday. His total winnings now over $1 million. He just second person to surpass $1 million. Ken Jennings won more than $2.5 million, but it took him 74 straight wins to get to that point.
Right, so it took him like twice as long to get to $1 million. That's nuts.
So he is an impressive performer at Jeopardy. And we did this last week, and I think we should try to do this again.
So Liz, producer Liz, myself and Lauren turned out to be just as smart as this guy.
Well, we answered three, 2.5 questions.
We got three of them right.
We got three right.
Including the final. We won like $2,400.
I had just that. Seen it on the news, though. I remember saw how the good final. I saw the final.
We would have got to that answer.
I don't know.
But this week, to make it harder on us,
okay,
we decided Liz is going to host, and we now have JP on our team.
Why so mean?
Oh man, thanks.
Well, I'd taken that negatively. I was spinning it. That was a spin.
Okay.
I don't know which direction.
All right. So,
what categories do we have to choose from, Liz?
All right. You have architecture, rhyming phrases, potpourri, mercury, Queen, and We Will Rock You.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Queen and We Will Rock You are separate?
Yes.
What?
Queen, well, I don't need to explain that one to you. We Will Rock You refers to some sort of rock star.
So how long will it take us?
Do we do We Will Rock You or do we do rhyming phrases? What do you think?
I just wish JP was hosting, so he had to read potpourri.
Okay. Yep.
We missed out on an opportunity for comedy gold.
JP, you pick since you're our new team member.
Yeah, go pick because he's picking on me. I'm going to go potpourri for 200.
But potpourri could be anything.
This is too easy. 200. Okay, fine,
right,
fine.
Okay.
In TV commercials, Reba McEntire served as this brand's first female Colonel Sanders. Seriously?
Wow.
What is Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes.
Oh, it's so delicious. That's what
remembered
it is.
Remembered to answer in the form of a question.
All right, let's get at that. Let's go for it. That. Well, let's do rock. The rock one
we
for
will
a thousand.
We will rock you, rockstar.
Thousand. Come on.
Oh my God.
In November 2018, this band flew high with 12 of 50 songs on the Hot Rock Songs chart, including Bandito, Morph, and My Blood.
I know it.
You all know right,
it? You like little kid music. What
21
is it?
Pilots.
No, throwing in the phrase of a question.
Who is 21 Pilots?
Yes.
Woo!
Thank God for that. Way to go, dude. I would have not got that. That was not happening.
I wouldn't have got that
either. Bandito? Oh, no. My son and I love 21 Pilots.
Okay.
We got two right.
I'm glad you're like
all right,
a
so rhyming phrases,
little kid
maybe?
At heart.
Oh, okay, yeah, rhyming
I'm
phrases.
Glad. I'm glad.
For how much?
500, like middle of the 400.
Producer Liz.
I don't know how many.
I just want you to know the energy you're exuding while you read these and talk to us is making me like fired up.
Oh, well, good. We'll go for 600.
Alex Trebek. She's Alex Trebek. She is cool, calm, and collected.
Going 600?
This is my job.
Rhyming phrases
begin.
This is my job.
For 600, beginning with a pocket square, it refers to illicit behavior.
It's hanky panky. What is hanky panky?
Yes.
All right, give us that. Let's get the final. Let's do the final one here. Let's try to get the whatever the
final Jeopardy question.
Okay,
and right now,
Jeopardy.
I think we have $2,200 right now.
Okay, final Jeopardy.
Well,
no,
all
we
of
don't.
It. Put
we
it on.
We get a 200, a 600, and a 1,000.
Oh, I thought we did 2,000s.
No, we have $1,800.
The final Jeopardy category is American history.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Okay.
On
right. Wager it all, please. Okay. Wager it all. Double down.
Bet in the farms.
Yeah.
On May 1st, 1869, these two men met at the White House 4 years and 3 weeks after a more historic meeting between them.
Oh, I know who it is. It's Ulysses S. Grant and who is Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee?
Okay, he read this ahead of time. I don't believe
it. No, because I've got
if
family.
That's correct, I don't believe it.
I'm related to the Lees. I know this because of my past history with the Robert E. Lee and William Mudd, and I've got my Aunt Lee.
That feels too late for that.
You feel like
I don't
it's
know.
Too late?
We'll go with you.
Well, yeah,
you
know, he's in.
You got a better
he's confident. We'll go with it. We'll
okay,
go with
guys,
it.
Here's the thing. Huh. Since I had to pull this up on my phone, it's not mobile optimized, so I don't know the answer.
What?
So I don't know.
Okay, well,
what?
Here, I just messaged it to you, so here.
This is
yeah.
good.
So, yeah,
tune
sorry.
In. Okay. Tune in
so
next Liz, week when no, we find here, out the here. Answer to that
I,
question.
I won't look. You can just kind of scroll
well, no,
down.
You already answered. Just tell us what it is.
Well, that's, I, yeah, she can go down
we're
there
taking your answer.
What is it,
we'll go
producer
with it.
Liz?
He 100% has seen this already.
I was right.
JP was correct.
What?
I know. I,
wow.
I know.
JP just won it all for you.
You're
that's
welcome.
Amazing.
And you guys are picking on
this
me.
This is like that time he was looking ahead on The Bachelor.
No, I 100. Good job, JP.
Thank
I am,
you.
I am Whoa. Very proud
I don't believe
of you.
It. I don't believe it.
I am very proud of you.
I don't believe that. The way he rattled that off.
My family lineage connected to Robert E. Lee. Did you know that Robert E. Lee and George Washington are connected? Because Martha Washington is related directly related to Robert E. Lee. And so by marriage, I'm related to George Washington, Robert E. Lee. Yeah. Dr. William Mudd. Everybody. The guy who hid John Wilkes Booth. I know all this stuff.
Good job, JP.
Thank you. Wow, I feel really vindicated, man.
He blacked out for a minute, and he's back, and he killed it. Good job, buddy.
So, if you're playing along with James Holzhauer, man, if only we could, like, wager on him and how long he's going to go.
So far, we're, like, super rich, right?
Yeah, we are.
We should be. I'm as rich as him.
Two-day cash winnings are like $4,000.
Hold on. Live. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We've got free money for you. We can't win it. You get to win it. $1,000 and Brothers Osborne tickets. Again, your word for this hour is 12. It's brought to you by Max Muscle.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix
96.9. You had one job.
Just the one.
Just one job to do. And we were talking earlier about bad jobs, and anybody that has to deal with feces definitely should be in the list of
pretty high
worst
up on
jobs
that
out there. Somehow it didn't make the list, which just blows my mind, too.
Feces-related professions.
I told you when I worked at, it was a Gold's Gym, and this poor old guy lost his functions there. Couldn't keep his bowel, handled, and there's just a trail, and they were like, you need to clean that up. And I was like, and scene. Peace I'm out of here.
Went and walked out.
Yeah, I just left.
Well, maybe the job wouldn't be so bad if you did it right the first time.
Okay.
This is in Florida, in Doral, Florida. A road crew made it hit the books after forgetting how to spell. They were painting this sidewalk, the crosswalk that was there.
Oh, no. What did they paint on the sidewalk?
Well, you know how to spell school.
I feel that most S-C-H-O-O-L, most people know school.
They spelled it S-C-O-H-O-L.
Okay. These always blow me away because, yes, it was probably just the person put down the stencils in the wrong order and all that. But
right.
There's more than one person there.
Usually on a crew like that, there's like 10 or maybe a little bit more.
One of those.
Out,
yeah, the one guy painting
and then
everybody else watching.
Supervising?
Yeah, supervisors.
How do you
Good
not have a
job.
Second person look at something like that? Like,
right.
If I was going to paint the word stop, yeah. I would have a second person look at my stencils before I painted
it
just
put these in
to
the order.
Make sure.
Well, apparently, they don't know how long this misspelling has been on the crossbuck, but it's been there for a while.
I bet the kids love it so much.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think they were just not telling anybody because they go, we're going to school.
It's a school.
Go to the school. And so finally, after somebody on Twitter posted it Thursday afternoon, city officials wrote the contractors, was notified, and were working to correct the error. As of last Thursday, it still hadn't been
working
corrected.
To correct the error. Like, what will we do?
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Maybe there are some high-level corporate meetings on how we might correct this.
Who needs to lose their job on that crew?
There's a long process. People have to fly in from other states so everyone can have a powwow about what we're going to do to address this situation.
But this is like another incident in Florida in which they're having a tough time spelling lately. I guess back in March, the Florida Department of Transportation accidentally misspelled the city of Fort Myers.
Okay.
Well, how'd they spell it?
Well, Fort Myers is spelled, Fort, F-O-R-T, M-Y-E-R-S.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They did M-E-Y-E-R-S, E-R apostrophe S.
Okay. Wow, an
like
apostrophe.
Possessing? It was possessing something?
The Department of Transportation.
Now, Meyer Kent, the last name is often spelled M-E-Y-E-R. So
right.
At least I see where that comes from. Again, check it before you. But also, a possessive?
This is why you don't send these instructions via text message.
Yeah.
Like text talk. That's what happened.
Autocorrect on that.
Yeah, I got autocorrected or a text talk on
Man,
that.
Man, so these professionals that have high paying jobs in the government.
You had one job.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
One of Lauren's jobs is to give us the list in what's going on with our favorite country stars. The Nitty Gritty from Music City. Minutes away.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
I don't know what it is, but I need that one thing, and you got that one thing.
Woo!
We are on honored to have one of the best places to watch any kind of performance, especially a musical, in the Lead Center for Performing Arts here in Lincoln. And adding to that honor is talking with Emily Kristen Morris, who's a part of the cast of Something Rotten that is going to be at the Lead Center. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Okay, so right now you are playing B in Something Rotten. For those who don't know, mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about the show.
So the show takes place during Shakespearean times, and it's a comedy. It's a big, big, big comedy. But it takes place during Shakespearean times. It centers around two writers who are trying to write, you know, the next big hit. But they're competing with Shakespeare, directly with Shakespeare. And Shakespeare is sort of like the rock star of the time. And they keep writing things that are basically being overshadowed by Shakespeare as he's writing his big hits that we all know. Mm-hmm. And so one of the writers, Nick, who plays my husband, B's husband. So Nick takes it upon himself and goes to a soothsayer or a fortune teller and asks the fortune teller, okay, what's the next big thing in theater? What can I do to make sure that I can write a hit? And the soothsayer tells him musical. So it's about the first ever musical.
But this show is really funny. The music is really, really funny. My 11-year-old son, all he wanted for his birthday was tickets to Something Rotten when it came to town.
I love that. That's awesome.
What is it like traveling with a show that is this funny, that people say like it was physically painful how hard they laughed?
It's awesome. You know, this is my first tour I've ever done, and the first thing you think about is like, oh my God, I've never done a show for this long. Is it going to get boring? Is it going to get tedious? Am I going to get tired of it? Mm-hmm. And with a comedy, that's pretty impossible because every night is different.
Yeah.
And the reason every night is different is because, you know, you have the story and the actors on stage, but a really important character in all of that is actually the audience.
Right.
You know, we're holding for laughter. We're holding for applause in a way that you wouldn't in a drama. You are really interacting with the audience. And so that is different every night. That's a variable that changes.
We're talking with Emily Kristen Morris, really who plays B in Something Rotten, Something Rotten at the Lead Center Performing Arts this Friday night and two shows on Saturday. We appreciate you giving us some time, and we're very excited to see you in your first big touring show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for giving us some time, and have a great day.
Awesome. You too.
Good morning.
Come on, turn up the radio.
I always use it to get ready.
Yes, we're going.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Turn this up.
You're listening to JP, Lauren, and